I want to invite you to join us for the first ever Bitcoin Business Owners Roundtable. On May 22nd, Paul Dijo, co-founder and former COO at Mudwater, will be sharing about online marketing and using Bitcoin to accelerate your efforts. In addition to helping scale the well-known coffee alternative, Paul is also behind Casey Cattle's recent Bitcoin adoption that went viral on Twitter. After Paul shares, there'll be a live Q&A along with the time to share insights and network with fellow entrepreneurs. You can find a link in the show notes to sign up. Be sure you'll be able to say, "I was there," when your progeny ask you where you were for the first ever Bitcoin Business Owners Roundtable.
Time is kind of one of the two finite things in the world, right? You can have time and you can have Bitcoin. As more people start to understand this over time, as an employee or someone trying to earn a living, I would want to be trading my time for the best possible money that I could.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Scott Deedles, who has 15 years of experience working in the Canadian benefits and pension space and is part of the Bitcoiner class of 2020. He founded Block Rewards in 2023 to help Canadian employers build Bitcoin into compensation and benefits. If you're not a business owner in Canada, I think you'll still find a lot of value in this episode because a lot of the things we talk about are simply ways to think about how to use Bitcoin to compensate employees. But obviously, if you're in Canada, Scott is a great resource for you. Now, before we get to today's interview, we do have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight, and this week is the Langley Bitcoin Meetup. The Langley Bitcoin Meetup, based in Langley, British Columbia, had its very first meetup this week. It has a goal of connecting Bitcoiners and supporting merchants that accept Bitcoin. They're holding their monthly meetup at Poseidon, a Greek restaurant that's recently started accepting Bitcoin, and they encourage every member to bring a topic that they've researched and want to talk about. You can find the host on Twitter at @MikeDeGroot or on the Orange Pill app. They're also connected with the Vancouver Bitcoiners, which you can find on Twitter at Van Bitcoiners. Those links are down below, along with a link to the Oshi app that will help you to find a Bitcoin meetup close to you. I also want to take a minute to thank those of you who have been listening to and supporting the show on the Fountain app. Bowtied Groundhog and Ralphie especially have been streaming sats to the show as they've been listening, and there are a handful of boosts that I want to highlight as well. First of all, EAlver13 sent 4,900 sats and said, "This was fun, Josh. Nice job." I'm assuming that's Eric Alvarez from last episode. Thank you very much for that. Also, Mike DeGroot sent 980 sats. He said, "Great episode. I love hearing more about what people are doing to integrate Lightning. It's a no-brainer for businesses to give their customers the option to pay in BTC." And Mike, I absolutely agree with you, and that's one of the reasons this show exists. John IRL also sent an epic 49,000 sat boost. So thank you very much for that, John. Torp Hoddle sent a 205 sat boost and said, "Superb sauce," talking about a couple episodes ago with Sam Hastings and his hot sauce business. Finally, we have two boosts from the Morgan Richard episode. User 698-116-240-456-958 boosted 98 sats. And Greg in Lapwai sent 9,015 sats saying, "Good one." Thank you to all who have been supporting the show. I'm looking forward to growing the outreach of this show through your support. If you'd like to stream sats while listening to this podcast or sending a boost with a message, I'll certainly be giving you a shout out in future episodes. Now, we're going to get to our interview with Scott right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Scott, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Hit me.
When and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
It was the spring of 2020. I'm Canadian, and my background is I spent most of my working career working in benefits and pension consulting. And the spring of 2020 in Canada was a wild time as far as unprecedented expansion of social programs and money creation. The government in Canada basically paid everybody to pay their workers to stay home, paid everybody to keep their businesses shut. So it was right around that time that I started to get curious about inflation. And my background, educationally, I was a history in undergrad, so I didn't come up through commerce or business school. Mm-hmm. And so I had to first start reading, I went to the library and took out a bunch of economics textbooks, university economics textbooks, and started reading, turned off Netflix. And eventually one of those books led me to a book called The Price of Tomorrow, which happens to be written by a Canadian Bitcoiner named Jeff Booth.
Yep.
Brilliant book. Really blew my mind. And that was kind of the start for me of starting to understand concepts like hard money, soft money. And it went from there.
I'm curious about that book before we get to question number two. Really, Bitcoin is only briefly mentioned. It's solidly a Bitcoiner book. But was it that small, you know, like paragraph or sentence or two that talks about Bitcoin that led you to the next step? Or kind of how did you go from Price of Tomorrow to Bitcoin?
That's a good question. Yeah. You know, I think it was this, it's the paradox of why technology should be providing us deflationary price reductions. And it's Jeff's way of discussing the impossible sort of opposition of our financial system requires the price of everything to go up for tomorrow, forever. And, so that was what got me curious about it. So if this is a fixed, permanent feature of every monetary system, I need to learn more about this Bitcoin thing. And I did. I think the next book I read was Safe's Bitcoin Standard. And after that, I was pretty well on my way.
So question number two is this: what's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
You know, I think it's like a two-part answer. One is it's legitimate. So I feel that generally people feel that money is conferred legitimacy by banks and governments. And for this reason, a lot of people have the tendency to want to think that Bitcoin is illegitimate because you can't put a face or an institution on, you can't pin it on any one body. And there are recognizable organizations, high profile miners who are involved in the Bitcoin network, but it's not obvious to outsiders from whom it sprouted or who granted it, who created it. It's legitimate in spite of that. And so part two, I think, is this idea of that it's not backed by anything, or its value is just like anything else. It's a speculative, it's the work that goes into, the computational work provided by the miners that provide it, that create its value, because Bitcoins aren't created out of nothing. And so it's this idea that its legitimacy comes from the robust amount of effort that goes into operating and maintaining the network. That's what I try to tell people.
What's the Bitcoin resource that you most recommend to other people?
I'm a little bit biased on this one. I wrote a Bitcoin book myself, and it is by no means anywhere near the best Bitcoin book out there, and it's definitely not meant to be. But it is the resource I recommend the most often. Having been most of my career in financial services, most of my friends are industry people too. And so I spent a lot of time unsuccessfully orange pilling financial services professionals. And those are the people I tend to want to talk to Bitcoin about the most, because, when you get into Bitcoin, it's just so obvious how many different financial services are going to be interrupted or impacted or changed as Bitcoin becomes more commonly accepted and more mainstream. Mm-hmm. But financial services professionals tend to have their own set of biases and obstacles in understanding and onboarding Bitcoin ideas. So my book's just designed to try and help them navigate that in a simple way.
Beyond Bitcoin, and I think this will be interesting because you've recently started a new business, and so you might have some particular insight into getting something off the ground here. But beyond Bitcoin, what is a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or your business recently?
I'm actually in the process of starting my own podcast, and I would say a resource. It's been a resource and a tool and a source of ideas. I'm using a podcast production company that's called Podigy, and so they are working with me on coaching around the content, the creation, and it's a totally new thing for me. You know, as you can you can probably relate to, right? I think it's, but I'm excited. You know, you can see very early on how it creates new opportunities to advertise, connect to audience, create value for customers or potential, you know, people who may be interested in your content. So it's a different different thing for me as far as anything I've ever done before. But yeah, I have to say that.
Now we have our final, what we call our arbitrary but insightful question. And it's this: as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
You know, I love this question when I was reading the prep, and I want to be a why not person. And I think if I'm being honest with myself, I'm a why. And what I took away from this question is, like, I need to really change the way I look at problems, because it should be a why not situation. This is my answer, and I'm going forward. I'm going to make more of an effort after seeing this question to start to view things from that way. I think it's a better lens to look at the world in terms of why will this not work, rather than why would it work? Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely both questions have their place in time, and each person generally has a tendency to be more one than the other. And so depending on which you are, the other question is probably one you need to bring into your life a little bit more. So I appreciate that answer. Meet Linkster, your premier Bitcoin-focused advisor. Linkster caters to businesses, institutions, family offices, and high net worth individuals. They merge your unique financial goals and needs with Linkster's Bitcoin expertise to craft your own sustainable plan to preserve and grow the value of your hard-earned profits and retained earnings. At Linkster, it's not just advice, it's tailored execution. Connect directly with the founder by visiting Linkster.com. That's Linkster.com. Linkster, secure your future with Bitcoin. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to VelusCommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at VelusCommerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. Today, we're talking about your new business, Block Rewards. I'm excited to hear from you a little bit about it and what you're looking to do. So could you share with us Block Rewards? What is it and why did you start it?
For sure. And thank you for the opportunity to come in here and talk a little bit about it. I mentioned my career history in benefits and pensions. So going back to spring of 2020, I have this revelation that Bitcoin is legitimate, you know, and this is why it's my thing. I like to talk to people about it. And this is a serious thing. I think with Bitcoin, what happens often is people start to understand it as they start to then relate it to their own personal expertise and start to think about, like, well, what's my Bitcoin contribution going to be? And how am I going to get involved? And I want to be a part of it. And, you know, like if you're a mechanical engineer, you understand, you know, heating and gas, these people get into designing systems for mining and stuff. It just happens that my background is financial services retail, specifically to do with kind of compensation and benefits. And like I said, as I started to understand, you know, how deep this rabbit hole goes, Bitcoin has a massive role to play in the way companies interact with their staff. And, you know, employers can compete with each other for top talent, and retaining top talent is a critical part of companies' long-term vision of being successful. Employees need to do what they, you know, what they can for their careers and for their families. And right in the middle of them is going to be this thing that's the hardest money ever. And our time and our, you know, time is kind of one of the two finite things in the world, right? You can have time and you can have Bitcoin. So to me, as more people start to understand this over time, as an employee or someone trying to earn a living, I would want to be trading my time for the best possible money that I could. And so Block Rewards is a Canadian company that is for now focused on Canadian employers, building out a roadmap to help employers build Bitcoin into compensation and benefits. And the service of being able to pay your staff in Bitcoin, like that's not something that's new. People have been doing that. That's a service that's been available for some time. What Block Rewards is about and where it's going to be a little bit different is it really is at the core a benefits and compensation company. So beyond helping employers just with the how do you do this, we really work with companies around the why you would do it. And it's going to look different for every single company. So it could be just building it into salary structure in a flexible way. It could be sliding it into rewards and building rewards and incentive programs around Bitcoin with Bitcoin education. And it could be employer-sponsored savings programs. And that could look a lot of different ways. And we have different products for retirement savings in Canada. Works a little bit differently in the U.S. And one difference right now is that we can't custody Bitcoin inside our version of sort of a 401k or IRA. It's called an RRSP, a registered retirement savings plan. So we do have Bitcoin ETFs in Canada already. So people can get exposure if they want exposure to Bitcoin price, but as a Bitcoiner, you probably understand. I believe it's a more important thing to get people educated, understanding, and holding actual Bitcoin. Yep. And so this is where we want to build employer-sponsored savings programs that are based around actually having employees custody their own Bitcoin, earn Bitcoin, custody Bitcoin, reward in Bitcoin, use it as a tool for companies to differentiate themselves as employers of preference. As a way to retain staff and drive productivity through granting them this like awesome understanding of this powerful financial tool.
So you mentioned that you are, for now at least, working for or working with Canadian companies, Canadian business owners. Is that because there are differences when it comes to employees and employee benefits between Canada, the United States, maybe other countries that you would consider working with in the future, and it's just not worth getting into the weeds there now? What went into that decision?
Yeah, it's just a sort of a crawl before you can run approach. I would love to have this be, I think it's everybody in the world should have the opportunity to earn Bitcoin at work, earn better money. This is something that I'm really, I think everyone should have the opportunity to do, but we're going to start small. And even just in Canada, there's hundreds of thousands of businesses that might potentially benefit from this.
As you've been talking with business owners about this possibility, whether or not you're working with them yet, what have people been saying? What has their response been? Have people been open to the idea? Or are you going to have to sell people hard on this idea, kind of work hard to get them to see your perspective on the value of Bitcoin?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It is a little bit of what Satoshi said about if you don't understand this, I don't have time to help you. We are in the business of helping people understand this. And so making it relevant, I think, is probably the biggest challenge. Unfortunately, for Canada right now, I mean, we are experiencing a crisis of affordability. So our inflation, the financial markets work in Canada is we're really quite tied to the U.S. Fed interest rate policy, regardless of what's happening in the Canadian economy. And this means that sort of inflation gets exported to Canada and will be more severe up here. Not to mention our federal financial policy has been more socialist. So we have more debt. We are the most indebted country in the G7 by far. It's still a bit of a stretch to help people understand how this thing that they're still trying to understand if it's whether it's even legitimate or not is going to be a tool to help people with the affordability. But we do have a fertile ground here. people are starting to really scratch their heads as far as how is this thing going to work. And as you know, businesses only have you can only raise salaries so much and still have a business. So at some point, I feel that people are going to be more open to hearing these ideas in the near future.
And first of all, for Canadian listeners, now you have a great option. Someone who's dedicated to you and your country and understands that landscape. But for every other business owner listening to this podcast, I think it's important to begin thinking about how you can incorporate Bitcoin into your benefits plan for employees. Scott, I'm curious if you could share some of the ways to think about that. Obviously, you have people who are working in your business who think that Bitcoin's a scam, who don't want anything to do with it. You have people that might be open to it, people that really like it. How do you think about setting up some sort of plan that works for these different types of people? Is it an across the board thing? Is it only if you're interested, this is an option? What are some considerations that business owners should be thinking through when trying to set something up for their business?
Sure. Yeah. I think that regardless of your personal opinion on Bitcoin, you know, most people who are in the chair running businesses care a lot about their business. And there are other businesses that are well down this path already. So, you know, to your starting question about why or why not, you know, I would just encourage people to try to approach this from a place of inquiry. And other people are seeing something that you may or may not have seen or may end up agreeing with. But it's a valid idea, at least for a number of businesses so far. And, you know, I'm confident it's going to grow. So start with a place of inquiry. I think that voluntary programs are, you know, this is the way. And because you're also going to be rolling things out to staff. And so right now it's a potential tool, and it's a tool that requires a lot of education, understanding, and comfort. So if you're thinking about, you know, the option of full or partial salary in Bitcoin, that's a great place to start. By offering it, you're going to build that comfort into your own company. You're going to start to understand and watch Bitcoin probably more closely. And if it's a flexible amount, then you have, you know, so we have people who take 5% of their salary in Bitcoin, 10%. We have some that take 50 or even higher. But that's personal choice. So if the option's just available to staff, then you're going to have some that take zero and probably think the people who are doing it are crazy. And that's, everyone's going to be on their own personal journey. So I think that programs being optional is important. You know, if you want to include things, you know, voluntary employer only purchase is something that we do as well. So a bonus, performance-based bonus, say where everyone in the company gets $300 of Bitcoin, one-time thing, you know, company exceeded expectations in the quarter, want to do something different. And instead of having a staff event or something, you know, so you can create Bitcoin incentives and build education component around it. And that's an interesting way to be different. I think that Bitcoin and benefits is something that, you know, there's only so many different things you can do with benefits, flexible, you know, work from home, all these different things. And, companies are continually trying to separate themselves and stand out as different. And so you're actually doing two things when you include Bitcoin and benefits. You're offering something that's unique, but you're also demonstrating to the hiring market that you're forward thinking, open minded. Bitcoin is a built on personal responsibility and accountability. So you're also sending a signal out that, you know, hey, where this is, these are sort of values that probably resonate with our organization. So, you know, I think there's a lot there, and it's also, you know, you have to put the work in. So I think by starting to include Bitcoin in the fabric of your company, you're going to start attracting a certain kind of person. And, you know, typically people who, to arrive at a place where you understand Bitcoin, you do need to put in a lot of intellectual work. And so you're going to be self-selecting a lot of candidates that are probably inclined to be those kinds of people anyways. It's a cycle that will sort of feed itself in a lot of positive ways.
Are you able to bring any anecdotes to employers about how employees think about Bitcoin. They're really, because you hear, we've had a conversation or two on this podcast before about how Bitcoin can be attractive. We even, I think we had an example of someone with a specific story that they had in their own business about someone being interested in a particular position or the position catching their eye because Bitcoin was part of the deal. Do you have stories like that that you can take to employers so that they can see that there are people out there who are specifically attracted to certain positions because of the Bitcoin element?
I have a few customers already where it's been the difference in between getting a preferred candidate or not. And this is actually where I think that why I'm so convinced this service is going to be fairly ubiquitous at some point in the next 5 years is the Bitcoin thing, Bitcoin compensation and benefits will become real for every HR and hiring manager the first time they're in a scenario where they've gotten down to the nitty gritty, they've identified a candidate they want, and that candidate says to them, like, can you accommodate 20% of my salary in Bitcoin? And it will happen for each person in those decision-making positions. There will be the first time that it happens to all of them. And each of them is going to have this moment, a head scratch of like, no, how would we even do that? Or why would we do that? Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of stories like that. And I think it's our goal is to be there for when companies, when it happens, we know how to help you.
Then when it comes to Block Rewards, do you provide the infrastructure for employers, or is it that you're kind of the expert, the consultant that comes in and helps them to identify what services are going to work best for their situation?
Yeah. So we are the infrastructure. We are a non-custodial service. So we don't do any holding any assets, or we don't custody anything for employees. So but we are the infrastructure to facilitate basically any sort of a structure, Bitcoin purchase through payroll. So it all happens through the employer.
What are some final thoughts that you might have for the audience, especially employers who are considering Bitcoin for their business, but specifically to pay their employees? Some final thoughts, and then maybe some places that you'd like people to go to learn more about Block Rewards and potentially working with you in the future.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that it's a one-way street, right? We get a lot of noise in the news about inflation numbers going up and down. And with that is this confusion that if inflation comes down, prices are going to come down. Like it's a genie in the bottle, right? So affordability and inflation often get a little bit commingled. And we're not going to see the price of food return to the 2015 prices ever. Mm. And it's just this is the way of things. And so, whether it becomes urgent or not now, hard money is going to be an idea that the genie's out of that bottle too, because you can see now, like yesterday on Twitter, Louis CK was like, you have non-Bitcoin people starting to talk about fiat money. And all of these concepts that were really alien, I would say, even in 2020, when I started learning about this stuff, almost nobody was talking about it. So every company is in the business of paying their staff, retaining their staff. And basically, this is a topic that is only probably going to become more and more topical. So that is my advice, is whether you're wherever you are in your opinion of Bitcoin, it's a great time to be learning about it right now. And there's nothing but opportunity in terms of how you might be able to integrate it. And look at Michael Saylor. You know, I'm always amazed at how here is a guy who he's an MIT, he's an MIT grad. The guy's clearly, sharp as a tack, running one of America's largest and most successful companies. And he is executing a one-of-one strategy. Yeah. Like he's a one of a kind, and I'm just amazed that, and it's working really well. Like MicroStrategy's balance sheet's improved. Their stock price has improved. There is like, you know, like there's all, by every metric, his Bitcoin strategy is crushing it. And it's like, why aren't more business schools? Why aren't more executives studying this guy and just attempting to understand what it is that's got his like tiger by the tail? So, you know, I think that people should be really, really taking a strong look and considering about whether or not he's onto something or not.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, for Michael Saylor, a lot of people probably won't care to research, or if they do care, they probably won't feel like they have the ability to, because he's so outside of the mainstream. I think what Michael Saylor's doing, like you said, is one of one strategy, something that I admire a lot, but I think that it's just too far outside, we'll say outside the Overton window to get much attention until the game's already been played. And so I think we have such an opportunity here to be people that we can see with our eyes what's happening. We can say place a value judgment on it. Yes, I think this is incredibly valuable. And at a much smaller scale in our own businesses, we can begin paying people in Bitcoin, helping them adopt Bitcoin. It's not a one-of-one strategy, but it's a strategy that puts businesses far ahead of their competitors in the future. So I really appreciate what you're doing to that regard.
Yeah, thanks. And you're exactly right. Like, and this is the thing, your average listener and 99% of the companies out there aren't Fortune 500 companies. But at the same time, that's what creates the opportunity. You know, if you're operating a small or medium-sized enterprise, you do have the flexibility to take a step out and be different and do whatever it is you think is going to benefit your company. And this is where I sort of tell everyone, it's like, you may end up, again, after doing some research, thinking it's not for you, and that's fine. Just don't, you know, you don't want to be the person that missed it entirely out of sort of intellectual laziness or having made your mind up over something that you really hadn't done any work to understand.
Yeah, I haven't really thought of this before. Which do you think is better, to have not looked into it fully and to have that excuse, or to look into it and decide against it only to discover you are wrong in the future? Which of those is more painful in your mind? I'm curious.
Probably the second would be my guess, because you just really need to keep digging. I haven't really met anyone ever who I found has done sufficient work and come away with still thinking that they didn't get it. Like most of the people, it's a really dense topic and it's super abstract. It works basically backwards to the entire way we've been educated about money our whole lives. Mm-hmm. But most people get an inch into the crust. You know, they dig down an inch, and if you stop there, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow when this thing continues to, you know, I often sort of, as there are all kinds of analogies in Bitcoin, but there definitely would have been somebody walking around their office in 1996 being like, you know, this email thing, we're not going to be using letters or fax machines. No one's going to be using fax machines or
there are video clips ever like that out there right now. From people talking about the internet and whatnot, I'm sure you've seen some of these, but it's just the views that people had in the past about technologies that are prolific today. You look at them and you laugh, but you got to think that there'll be a handful of those in 10 years, 15, 20 years time that people will look back on from even this year and just laugh at.
Yeah. I mean, and there are still, you know, people like Paul Krugman, these are Nobel Prize economists that are saying that this is not going to work. And it's, you know, the other thing, maybe just to tack one more on it, what people need to understand about Bitcoin is it's not like it launched yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's been running for almost 15 years. A lot of people who get new to Bitcoin, it's like, because they've just discovered it, they have the sense that it's only now something that's real. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin's been very real actually from the very beginning. Like it was real for 10 years before I took a look at it.
Sure.
And very real. So that's going to be a realization that a lot of people continually have looking back. Mm.
So to wrap up today's interview, where can people go to find out about Block Rewards and keep up with what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm active on Twitter. My personal account is called Lantern Bitcoin. And there is a Block Rewards account as well that is Block_rewards. The website's blockrewards.ca. You can find me on LinkedIn if you want to get professional. I love to connect. Whether you're in the US or Canada, doesn't bother me at all. So you can find me on LinkedIn and happy to reach out. And if you wanted to start a conversation with me directly, you can catch me at scott@blockrewards.ca.
Great. Scott, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Scott, you can find those links down in the show notes. And if you're a Canadian business owner, definitely consider Block Rewards. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, thank you. If you want to take a further step in your support for the show, you can help us grow by listening on Fountain, a value-for-value podcast app on iOS or Android. If you hear something you like that you disagree with or anything else, you can share it by sending some sats and adding a comment with your thoughts. Some of you have already done this, and I appreciate it. I'm going to begin reading your boosts on upcoming episodes, so if you have some insight or value to add, let the people know. Getting started with Fountain is easy. You can add Bitcoin to your Fountain wallet by using your fiat accounts or any Lightning wallet. And one of my favorite features is that once you're using the app, you can earn sats just by listening on Fountain. Check out the link in the show notes to get started with Fountain today.